after 4 years and tens, if not hundreds, of dua that I taught you with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, we come to an end of the series today, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, this series was beyond successful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much barakah in it that it went all over the world. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we will finish the series with the dua that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah called it the best of dua, the most comprehensive dua, and the most beneficial dua in the Quran. And this dua is known to every single Muslim on earth, most of them. And the dua is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is literally the best dua. Because if this dua is answered, everything that you hoped for in the dunya and in the akhirah is the best, is done. Subhanallah. So let's explain this dua. First, Ihdina. Why plural? I am alone talking to Allah Azza wa Jal. As a matter of fact, this plural started from Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. It's in plural, right? It's not Iyaka a'budu wa Iyaka asta'in. Ya Allah, we all worship you and we all seek your help. And then after that came Ihdina, guide us. Number one, it is more befitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you ask him in plural. Yani, Ya Allah, I'm not the only one that worship you. I'm not the only one who need your guidance. We all are lost without your guidance. Number one. Number two, can you imagine Imam Sheikh Sajjad is reading the Fatiha and saying, Ihdini Sirat al-Mustaqim, and we are all saying, Ameen. Tayyib ya Sheikh, what about us? Subhanallah, imagine the imam in general is saying, guide me, and we are saying all Ameen. What about the people behind you, the hundreds, the thousands, or the millions in Mecca that are staying behind you, praying behind you? So Ihdina is more befitting for the position of the ayah and the meaning of the ayah. Second, if you know a little bit of Arabic, there are three different verbs. There's a fi'l madi, fi'l mudari', and fi'l Amr, right? There is a past verb, there's a recurring verb, and there's an order verb, command. What is Ihdina? It's a fi'l amr. Tayyib. Am I ordering Allah? No. Subhanallah. Our scholars said, when the fi'l al-amr, when the command verb comes from the lower to the higher, it's a dua. And when it comes from the higher to the lower, from Allah to his ibad, it's an order, it's a command. Ittaqullah, fear Allah. But when it comes from the ibad to Allah, Ya Allah, ihdini, aafini, ighfirli. I'm not ordering Allah, I'm requesting Allah. It becomes a dua. Now there are two kinds of guidance. Ihdina, I'm asking for guidance. What kind of guidance? There are two kinds of guidance. Guidance at ta'lim, guidance al-irshad, guidance of teaching. Like for example, and this is the job of the prophets and the shuyukh, and I tell you that, ya shabab, or I tell someone, you have to pray, you must pray. Salat is very important. Salat is the rukun of the deen. I tell them that. I'm guiding him to the importance of salat. This is the first kind of guidance which is known to everybody. Now, the second kind of guidance is the guidance called guidance al-tawfiq. This is only, strictly, exclusively for Allah Azza wa Jal. So I can tell the guy to pray, but only Allah can make the salat beloved to his heart. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot guide the one you love. When he was desperately wanting to guide his uncle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah in Surah Al-Qasas, that you cannot guide that second guidance, Even if you love the person so much, you just can't tell them. And that's why many of us suffer with our children, right? I did this. Listen carefully. If you really, really did your best from the beginning, you tried your best, everything with your child, and he or she are not being righteous, you have done your best, and the guidance is only from Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah knows your best. Do not take this as an excuse. I tried my best. No, no. As a matter of fact, our beloved Imam just recited, Ya Allah, my son, Nuh alayhi salam. Ya Allah, my son, min ahli, he is from my family. Innahu laysa min ahlik. Because the son did not follow his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh alayhi salam, he's not from your family. So the relationship even with me and my children is according to the deen. The minute my son leaves the deen, I leave him. This is exactly what the Sheikh recited. I talk to him, I try to convince him, I do everything possible. But when he insists of leaving the deen, Habibi, lakum deenukum waliya deen. Even if it was my closest people to me. So, guide me, Ya Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, guide me. Both kinds of guidance. And look at the greatness here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, ihdina ila sirat, to. Or ihdina lis sirat. Or ala sirat. He left it open. Ihdina sirata. What does that mean? I want, Ya Allah, all kinds of guidance. I want, Ya Allah, all kinds of guidance. I want to know about the guidance. I want to follow the guidance. I want to do the guidance sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I want to do that guidance, that ibadah, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, Ya Allah, keep me on the straight path. That's why it's not only once a day, minimum 17 times a day. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us, Ya Allah, to the straight path and keep us on the straight path and make us perform the ibadat that are pleasing to you. Because, Ya Akhwan, as-sirat al-mustaqim is the sirat, is the path that leads to the pleasure of Allah and eventually to the Jannah. And subhanAllah, the hadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he finished the Jannah, he told Jibreel, go take a look at Jannah. And Jibreel came back and said, so Allah told him, what do you think? He said, oh, Ya Allah, whomsoever sees it would love to enter it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounded the Jannah with hardships. And then he told Jibreel, go take a look again. He said, Ya Allah, I don't know if anybody could enter it because it's surrounded by hardships, surrounded by protecting and holding back your desire, surrounded by preventing yourself looking at haram, earning haram, missing salawat, surrounded by a lot of hardships, while Jahannam is surrounded by all kinds of desires. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he said something beautiful. He said, the more firm you are on the sirat in this dunya, you will be firm on the sirat in the akhirah. If you were firm on the sirat in this dunya and you're trying to fight all your desires, stay away from the prohibitions and do everything that Allah, as much as you can from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet ordered, you will find yourself crossing the sirat like lightning. And if you don't, al-jaza'. The reward is according to the actions that you did while you were still here. Subhanallah. Many people are saying, Tayyib, 17 times a day. Let's say there are 1.6 billion Muslims. And let's say, assume that only 1 billion, only 1 billion pray. So 17 billion times a day, Muslims are asking Allah to guide them to the straight path, right? Minimum, 17 billion times a day, asking and begging, Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. We are asking, and we are asking the one who can solve any problem and do anything, And at the end, look at our state. So what's wrong with the formula? I am asking, I'm begging. And the one I am asking can do anything. And our state is, you all know what's happening. So where's the problem? The problem is with the way we are asking. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. No feeling, no understanding. يلا يلا يلا. I just want to get it over with. I want to just finish. يلا. They're waiting for me. The game is waiting. The movie is waiting. My family is waiting. The cooking is waiting. يلا اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. What kind of request is this? What kind of demand? What kind of dua is this? You are asking the best dua. Wallahi, before I came here, I said, Ya Allah, make my speech change everybody's ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Because if that is answered, wallahi, all our life will change. All Muslims' life will change. If I am really begging, Ya Allah, I beg you, Ya Allah, keep me on the straight path. Keep my children on the straight path. Keep my dhurriya, my offspring on the straight path. My brothers and sisters all over the world. If they're, imagine 17 billion times. I always give you this example. I know this brother. Let's call him Ahmed. Brother Ahmed is multi-billionaire. Multi-billionaire. And not only that, he's extremely, extremely generous. And you came and asked me for money. I said, you know what? Go to Ahmed. Multi-billionaire and extremely generous. So you came back. I said, everything's okay? He said, no. He did not give me anything. So I went to Ahmed. I said, Ahmed, you never, every time I send you someone, you always take care of them. He said, Sheikh, you should see the guy, the way he asked. Give me $20. I want $20 now. The way we are asking Allah Azza wa Jal is not proper. So ya akhwan, when it comes to ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, we already prepared the praise. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I'm praising Allah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'bud. Wa Iyaka nasta'in. After all this praise, ihdina, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Wallahi, yani, subhanallah, with the state that we are in, we should be focusing and putting our heart in ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So ya akhwan, please, every time you recite, yani, is it coincidence or is it just words that we have to repeat? How come it's not duha that we have to repeat 17 times a day? How come it's the Fatiha? How come it's the Fatiha? Have you ever asked yourself why it's the Fatiha? Why did Allah and His Prophet choose the Fatiha to be the one repeated so many times? So many times. Have you ever seen anyone on earth say, I am bored from repeating the Fatiha? Allahu Akbar. You repeat anything for 5-6 times. Come on, ya akhi, Allah, next. Give me something else. Except the Fatiha. Subhanallah. So, I end the series with the best dua ever, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us all to the straight path and keep us on the straight path, guide our children to the straight path, keep them steadfast on the straight path. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people whom their last words are la ilaha illallah. I ask Allah to grant our daughters the righteous husbands and grant our sons the righteous wives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our last deeds our best deeds.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.